And welcome back to our spooky Out of the Woods. We're doing the Halloween thing. Got one for you now from Ray Wiley Hubbard's new CD called Tell the Devil I'm Getting There as Fast as I Can. Here's House of the White Rose Bouquet on Out of the Woods.
Was a time I was wild, young, and handsome. I was smoking cigarettes at age 13. At 17, I was drinking in the taverns with Irish poets, rocking tears, and libertines. At 21, I was a full time gambler, a card squeezer who blistered the bay. I carried a 32-20 in my pocket, and I heeded not the gambler's fallacy. Thereupon I was asked to be a procurer by a young woman of desire named Olivia May. So for mutual financial benefits, we opened up the house of the White Rose Bouquet. Olivia was a beauty and quite flirtatious. She enjoyed the company of rakish men. Yet we fell deeply in love with each other and prospered in her house of ill repute and sin. And even though I was in love with Olivia, there were other girls and indiscretions. Patron of the house was a physician, and he gave me a cure for my transgressions. One night Olivia found my hidden blue bottle with tablets shaped like coffins inside. She mistook them for opiate narcotics and swallowed the mercury chloride. How my heart died when I found her in her green beaded dress dead on the floor. At her service I cocked the 32-20, for I could not stand the sorrow anymore. Now the house of the White Rose Bouquet, oh, fell into disarray and was torn down. Place is now a beacon of decency, for it's a theater known as the New Amsterdam. At night after the audience has departed, never knowing where they was, once was a brothel, a figure walks across the darkened stage in a green beaded dress carrying a blue bottle.
You've been haunting me every night, every day. You've been haunting me every night, every day. You've been haunting me every night, every day. You invite a soul to lose her way. You make a poison I love to taste, and that siren song you play. The game is won, I never win, but I don't turn away. I never can afford your love when the darkness falls.
Every night, every day, you've been. A panic face and a party gown. She flagged me down as I pulled aside. She floated in and with a see-through smile said, "Drive away, the hell you've been." She whispered, "Can you take me home? It's just a little ways up. I've had enough of this dead end road. These heavy bones." I must admit, I wondered why introduce myself, perhaps to ease two worried minds. But an unexpected answer came. She just stared ahead, said, "John, that was my husband's name." And then she sang, "They say there's no such thing as gold. I swear sometimes they're all I see. Ghosts that I'm running from, ghosts I can't overcome. Those that are everything I'll ever be. Resurrection Mary." Saw the scars in her tortured eyes and painted on her porcelain forearms. I couldn't help but stop the car, and Mary pointed past me saying, "Driver, here we are." And as I turned my eyes to see Resurrection Cemetery calling through the darkness to its favorite wayward soul, I didn't hear that car door slam. I didn't hear no angel band, but I didn't have to turn again to know I was alone. Who says there's no such thing as ghosts?
across the lattice from 1924. Life is too sweet, yeah, and life is too short, and there's nowhere to fall. Yeah, and I don't want to live in this haunted house anymore. There's a painting on the wall. I see its eyes watching me as I walk on down the hall. Nobody stops by, nobody calls. My friends all disappear, they all got lost. Cracks in the window and the spiders they crawl across the lattice from
From his latest CD, Prisoner. That was Haunted House. And yes, that's what we're doing this week, the Halloween special here on Out of the Woods. I'm going to send that one out to my wife, Mary Ann. She works for this nonprofit. Actually, she's the boss over there. And she was over there Sunday morning, most recently, just this past week. And was getting some work done. She was in the building all by herself. It's this old building. I guess it was an armory or something at one point. But she's in there all by herself, and all of a sudden she hears footsteps. And then she's about probably 20 feet away from the kitchen in this nonprofit, and she hears the big commercial refrigerator door open, which evidently always makes a loud sound, sort of that shoop. And then hears the door slam, and the footsteps walk away. She gets up to look and finds nobody there. Yeah, this place is definitely haunted. And it's not the first time this has happened to folks over there. One of her co-workers recently was there some late afternoon, early evening. And this was just like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Saw this guy in a flannel shirt walk by the door of the room where she's working. And she jumped out of her skin. And she went down the hallway, turned the corner just in time to see the guy duck into this dark room. Went down to look, and nobody was there. It's all on one floor, too. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to hide. So, this stuff's been going on for years. The most recent theory is it's possibly this man who worked there back in the 1970s who had passed away in a like a rafting accident or something like this over a weekend. But that's the best they can figure, because he looks sort of like a 1970s dude. He's got the bell bottoms and the long hair, and sort of looks like my friends. But yeah. Well, there you go. I hope you're totally creeped out now. Now on to what else we played that set. John Dennis was in there from his CD Second Wind. We had Resurrection Mary. We had the Crickets in there as well from the CD Spanish Moss Sirens, and one called Haunting Me. And at the top, Ray Wiley Hubbard and House of the White Rose Bouquet from his new one, Tell the Devil I'm Getting There as Fast as I Can. All right, well, on to more creepy stuff now. Emmy Sunshine has a CD out called Ragged Dreams, and the only thing creepier than this song is the fact she's only 13 years old. This one's called Strong-Armed Robbery on Out of the Woods.
They used to call me Jesse Murphy. I died in 19. 19- Parker lies deep in the woods. His lost spirit cries, heart broke with love, and he paid with his life when he strode across the mountain to make Liza his wife. Took in all she knew. She was brazen and bold, creeping in the fog, sleeping in hollow log, dripping over lilies in the pond. Better get it now. True love that night, windows aglow in the gold lantern light, peered through the glass, and his true love did see in the arms of another, and his soul sailed. She shed not a tear. Never she knew it was her who took his life, just as sure as a gun or the twist of the knife.
My husband's going to Bowling Green to do some business there. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you a story here called The Lantern Through the Fog. The dim lantern shone from the upstairs porch of the weathered old house on the mountainside, through the fog to a path across the dense woods by the muddy creek and on down to the railroad tracks, past the water tank, the town depot, and the 40-foot-high trestle just south of town. Haney Hartline saw the yellow glow from his shack on the white oak-covered ridge east of the Alabama line. The old clock on his mantelpiece was striking 2 a.m. as he pulled on his coat and hat in the shadows of the coal oil lamp. He stepped off the porch into the darkness of the foggy night, set off through the brushy woods toward the creek and the railway trestle. He could see the far-off light of the swinging lantern crossing the overgrown fields south of the depot. It was a rendezvous he'd made many times the last 3 years or more. His mind turned now to the object of his affections, Auburn haired Ella Ragsdale, the young wife of old Ezra Ragsdale. And he knew the old man was fully clothed and shod, passed out drunk on his rickety old iron bed most nights by 10 o'clock. He knew her lantern signaled the all clear as he walked the railroad trestle some 50 yards or so to their usual meeting place under the south end of the bridge. All of a sudden, in the darkness, and to his surprise and horror, his foot slipped between the greasy, creosoted wooden ties of the trestle. Frantically, he tried to free himself, but it was to no avail. Around the curve to the south, he could see the headlight and hear the clanking driving rods of number 44 from Birmingham, eyeballing through the foggy night at 70 miles an hour. Now, he could do nothing but close his eyes and whisper a prayer. Ella found his mangled body under the bridge. Grief-stricken and in shock, she couldn't give herself away for fear of old Ezra's wrath. So she rose to her feet, then turned and walked slowly back through the fields and up the dark mountainside to the old house. The gnarled oaks seemed to droop sadly over the spring as she passed beneath them. She slipped through the kitchen door, past old sleeping Ezra, and on up the stairs to the loneliness of her dimly lit room. Some 80 years have passed now, and the old house has gone to ruin. The silent oaks still stand guard by the spring, but when the fog rolls in and the woods are dark and damp, some folks say they've seen the ghostly light of a lantern or a lamp. The leaves are turning inside out, breezes blow around, the days are hot and dry, and the grass is turning brown. We sit and wonder why in our hearts a silent prayer, for in this world we know there's a storm somewhere. Away out on the ocean, that foaming windy sea, the rolling waves are breaking for all eternity. So ring out the bells, sound the loud alarm, the ships they are a-floundering in a mighty storm. Yes, there's a storm that's raging its way across the world, and it's sweeping o'er mankind with dark flags unfurled, with winds of hatred burning, destruction in the air, a harbinger of things to come, of wars everywhere. Out on the windswept tide, the trees bowed and wait, and restless spirits haunt the low and lonely grave. We know them not by name, these ghosts, wan and pale, who keep quiet vigil o'er the rocks through the raging gale. When the mighty winds of time have blown the fences down and driven war and hate from the hallowed ground, the evil deeds of men in time will repair. Until that day, so far away, there's a storm somewhere. Yes, there's a storm that's raging its way across the world, and it's sweeping o'er mankind with dark flags unfurled, with winds of hatred burning, destruction in the air, a harbinger of things to come, of wars everywhere. The bells sound the loud alarm, for we are floundering in a mighty storm.
Stuff from his most recent one called Brushwood, Songs and Stories. That was There's a Storm Somewhere. Some good spooky stuff for our Halloween show. He also told us a story, a ghost story, just prior to that, from the same CD. It was called The Lantern Through the Fog. Amanda Cook was in there from her latest CD, which is called Deep Water. And, of course, Gillian Welch's song, Caleb Meyer. Gwyneth Moreland did one called Danny Parker for you from her CD Cider, and Emmy Sunshine at the top from her CD Ragged Dreams and Strong Armed Robbery. All kinds of spooky bad men in those songs right there, by golly. All right, folks, well, we got one more break to take, and then we're going to end the show with a big long set, so stick around. We'll be right back after this.